I couldn't believe it. I was at work. I started jumping up and down. I ran down to the main floor and I was telling everybody I worked with. It was a great, phenomenal feeling to hear those words. We're going to build you a house.
That is Lindy Drosky describing the moment when Habitat for Humanity of Kent County called her on the phone and gave her the good news. When Lindsay told her husband, Army veteran Jonathan Drosky, that Habitat Kent had agreed to build them a new home, she says John had the same reaction.
He's like, I can't believe this. He's like, this is amazing. He's like, this is so exciting. I can't wait. Really, it really sunk in for us immediately how great this is going to be.
John, who served two tours in Iraq, now suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. While he and his wife Lindsay applied for a house due to the ever-increasing cost of rent, Habitat Kent's executive director, Brianne McKee, first took notice of John and Lindsay's application due to his military service.
The beautiful thing is that Jonathan and Lindsay have just been tremendous partners by showing their sweat equity, giving of themselves, telling their story. And I can't think of a better group of people for Habitat to support. Our entire organization really is built on the backbone of volunteers who raise their hands to support our work, and veterans raise their hands to support this great country.
It's been over a year since Lindsay first got that phone call, and thanks to a number of student volunteers from Grand Rapids Public Schools, the house is now finished, and the Droskys are counting the days till they can officially move in. For Lindsay, she says it's a dream come true.
I know for a fact I at least am going to cry. I'm going to bawl my eyes out because we'll be home. I mean, my husband keeps repeating over and over again, we won't have to move again. The kids will never have to worry about having a roof over their head.
According to Habitat Kent, since October of 2016, 138 houses have been built in King County by the nonprofit. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.